Welcome to Reading the Psalms. This is Dan, and I'm about to read Psalm 28 with you. Unto thee, O Lord, will I call, my rock. Be thou not deaf unto me, lest if thou be silent unto me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands unto thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace with their neighbors, but mischief in their hearts. Give them according to their work, and according to the wickedness of their doings. Give them after the operation of their hands. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall break them down and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is a stronghold of salvation to his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and bear them up forever. David's psalm here speaks to an idea that we find recurring in the Psalms many times. There is this focus on being heard, this need to be heard. And I need to continue to look into this idea, whether or not the Psalms address my need to be heard by those who are around me. Overwhelmingly, the Psalms speak to my need to be heard by God, and I just haven't noticed if there is any emphasis on our need to be heard by our neighbors and enemies. So that's something to look for. But we do know that the Psalms are all about being heard by God, that desperate need. We can't change other people. We can't force people to hear us. But we can continue to go to somebody who by his very nature is a listener. God is a listener and hears our cries. And there's countless stories in the Bible that illustrate that idea. And the Psalms really hang on to that, that God is one who is willing to stoop down to our meek voice and hear us. And then there is this image in verse 3, which to me is this idea of when the axe approaches the trees, don't let me be caught in the forest. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity. There's this moment here in 3 and 4 and 5 with the work of those who are wrong and what it is that they are coming and what they will receive. But what strikes me is the great work is mischief, deceit, and then in verse 5, they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. People who cause mischief among their neighbors and who do not care about God's work, those are the ones who will receive the judgment. And those don't seem like the extreme troubles that plague our world. These seem like mild things. But David is trying to get us to understand that if we want to be heard by one who is great, by one who is a rock, then we need to consider his work, consider the operation of his hands, and listen to him as well. And then in verse 6, we will praise God because we are heard. Verse 7, our hearts will rejoice and lead us towards song of thanks because we are heard by such a great one. Let's read it again. Unto thee, O Lord, will I call, my rock. Be thou not deaf unto me, lest if thou be silent unto me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands unto thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace with their neighbors, but mischief in their hearts. Give them according to their work and according to the wickedness of their doings. Give them after the operation of their hands. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord nor the operation of his hands. He shall break them down and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart is trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is a stronghold of salvation to his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. feed them also, and bear them up forever. To know that you are heard, causing your heart to rejoice, leads us to sing songs of thanks. That's what verse 7 was about. I want to encourage you to do that yourself today. I'm going to try to do that myself, is to be willing to stick my neck out and sing, even though we live in a society where song is awkward and something hidden sometimes. We need to sing thanks to God because of who He is and how He listens to us. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.